Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Time for Hurdle's Clue of the Day. It's the Hurdle Clue of the Day. Time for Hurdle's Clue of the Day. Let's guess with BJ and Jamie today.
All right, here we go. It's time to play Hurdle. That's a song that, we're going to give you about five clues. I think today's is the actual hurdle that's playing across the country, right?
It is the actual hurdle, yes.
And Spadil, for some reason, thinks that there's not a chance in hell that we get this game.
Yeah, so. Well, the intro is, like, way different than the actual song. It, like, has this intro, and then it goes into the song.
Wait, what?
It's weird how the intro starts
so
out.
So you're saying the intro isn't really the song?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then again, it is the song.
Right.
Mm, okay. Because the way the song was written.
Right.
Here we go. All right. This is, also, you can play along. Text into us 51059. Here's clue number one.
Oh, come on.
Hold on. I'm going to say it's a Justin Bieber song.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong?
Yes.
Crap.
All right, clue number two.
I got nothing.
I'm going to go with Prince.
Nope.
By the way, we got some complaints the other day. Let me just stop this right now. We got some complaints the other day that we are just playing it for ourselves and we are not letting other people participate. and I was like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. We'll make more of an effort. So, hey, what do you guys think that was?
All right, clue three. Let's see. A song from a while back.
Wait, how do you know that part?
Because Spadil told us earlier.
What did he say?
He said it was from a while back, and it is a song that we would have played several years ago.
See, you know, I now know what people are talking about. Nobody told these other people that.
Well, now they know.
One-sided game for sure.
All right, here we go. What?
That is my son's band from fourth grade.
There's actually a bunch of people on Textnado who've already gotten it.
Oh,
like
really?
A lot.
I'm not
yeah.
going to look.
Really?
I'm not going to look. All right, so that's good, though.
Here's another. Yeah.
But they could be doing Shazam.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Cheaters.
Okay, this is horrible.
This is so
This is
bad.
Hurting my ears.
I mean, don't you think, like, when I just played you my son's fourth grade band, didn't it sound just
100%.
Like that?
100%.
It's like they're playing the recorder in fourth grade. Yeah.
I guess there's one more.
Okay.
Know this song.
I'm just having so much trouble with how wrong all the notes are that I'm not even able to get my creative mind into a different place because I'm like, well, that's the wrong note.
Was this Ed Sheeran when he was living in his car?
No, what is it?
Wait. Can you give us another hint? Okay, so it was very popular. We would have played it a long time ago.
Yeah.
Is it a male or a female?
It's a female featuring a male.
Oh, come on.
A female featuring a male.
Yeah.
Madonna?
There's a crazy person in the song. Like, he's kind of known as being real crazy now.
Kanye?
And
Kanye did a collaboration with
Katy Perry. We played that one. It's like Dark
Horse. It's not that one.
Oh. Okay, Kanye and Lady Gaga. Did they ever do anything?
No. The females from Europe.
All right, I think you have to just tell us.
It's Estelle and Kanye, American Boy. You guys don't remember American Boy?
Yeah, but American Boy, American Boy.
Oh, now I do.
It's the number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Set up a motor, we need more seats.
I would have never gotten this.
I didn't get this.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Take me to New York, I love to see LA. I really want to come pick it with you. You'll be my American boy. He said, hey sister.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Couple of things. First of all, going out to Facebook over the weekend because I posted a lot of stuff. Number one, thanks for our sharing all your pictures of the moon last night. I mean, some of those looked like professionals, and I was a little suspicious. I was like, you went to like National Geographic and grabbed a picture.
Oh yeah, Google search, yeah. Done.
Because that one is so gorgeous. But like, there's a buttload of pictures of the moon last night. It was kind of a blood moon eclipse kind of thing going on.
Yeah, it was
on.
Called the blood moon.
Yeah, and then it went into a what? Like a, I don't know.
Went to a full eclipse. But it was like over a period of like 3 or 4 hours, wasn't it? It was took a while.
A long time, yeah.
Yep. So anyway, so those are on our Facebook post page if you want to see those because they're pretty amazing. Number two, thank you for all the support for how amazing I plated my Totino's pizza.
It should be in a cookbook.
It really should because the secret is this, friends. I'll go ahead and cooking tips with Jame. It's like kind of like fashion tips. You know, you can't really see it, but what you do is you take your pepperoncinis, you see, and you slice them long ways, and then you take each one of those little slices and you put it right on top of the Totino's pizza pieces to add a little green. Oh, pops. It just pops.
Accoutrement.
Oh, it just pops. And you get a plate and you put it all on there, and then you add pepperoncinis on each corner. Oh, my God. It is, like, amazing.
Yeah.
It really
good
is.
Good job, Martha Stewart.
It's like Ocean Prime, whatever that place is
Ocean
called.
Prime, yeah.
Yeah, it's like an appetizer they would totally serve. And then the third one that I wanted to bring up, what was it? Oh, yeah, for some of you that gave me grief because my son went hiking alone on an overnight trip. Suck up on these. Okay.
All right.
Moving on. There's a lot to talk about. Amber Heard and Johnny Depp are right now in the middle of this whole thing. Here's your Amber Heard update. Here is Schmidl.
Well, Amber Heard just took the stand and this morning, and she has denied pooping in the bed.
Very nice. Okay. Yeah. Very nice. I mean, would any of us admit it?
No. Well, even before this trial started, remember there was a rumor out there that somebody else was going to come forward on her behalf and claim they did it.
Yeah.
There was going to be like a substitute pooper.
Yes.
There was in the trial. Now, I don't think that ever materialized, though.
No, it has not.
Pooper.
Yeah. Instead, they went with blaming a dog, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Johnny said they're tiny, tiny dogs. That was a big, gargantuan turd. Yeah. Could never be my dog. All right, so that's going on. I'm sure we will get all kinds of stuff for tomorrow because, I don't know, she's just bugging me today because she's, last time she was super over dramatic fake. And now she's just so, that's fine.
Yeah, and they need to pick up the pace or we're not going to have anything for tomorrow.
Oh, you're right.
I mean, right now, with what I've watched for the past couple of hours, there's nothing. There's nothing to use. All this, we knew about the pooping. We all knew. We've used the pooping. In fact, we're pooped out over the pooping.
Yes, we are. It's a fecal matter at this point. Wait, what?
That's more of a legal term.
Oh, sorry. Bling Empire has dropped on Netflix, in case you don't know what that is. That is about 7 really, really, really wealthy Asian people that live in Los Angeles. And basically, I watched some of it, and it's just It's just a bunch of rich Asians shopping. That's what I got.
It makes you feel really bad about your life.
Now, yeah. I'm a little surprised about something because when it first came out, the first season of it, you really liked it.
I really did.
You were just blown away by it. I remember those conversations. But now all of a sudden, it's like, nah, this thing is...
Well, I think what happened, this is just my guess, I feel like what happened is that Netflix is freaking out and they're throwing content on. I mean, they're like, just get it, you guys, just get it. Because it ended weird. I'm not going to give it away, but it ended weird. It was... It seemed like the last episodes were really thrown together. Yeah. And I just think that they're just like, just let's put some, oh, I almost said the bad word, yeah. some stuff on.
I agree with you. And I also believe that the people, the executives over at Netflix, boy, they did not see this coming. When that pandemic hit and everybody was ordering Netflix and people were talking about their shows and how great they were, they thought they were going to ride this train for a long, long time. And now, look at them.
Here's how I know that it was thrown, because in post-op, they didn't have surgery, in post with editing, there's a scene with a girl, and they're all at a jewelry viewing or whatever, and it's supposed to be one complete conversation. They're all sitting on the couch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all talking about one conversation. She has three different earrings in her ear.
Three.
So it goes like, hey, so what? Her name is Jamie. So Jamie, what do you think? And she's like, I don't know. She has this huge diamond, right? I don't know. It's so sad. And then they break over to Kevin, and they're like, Kevin, whatever. And then Jamie, what do you think? And then she doesn't have one on.
Oh.
And then you break back to Kevin, and he's still talking. He's like, it's been so horrible. And then they go back to Jamie, and she has one that's inside her ear that's green.
Yeah. So basically, what they're doing is they're cutting up the show, and they're just
so fast.
Yeah. They're and probably the way it's been written and everything, they're just throwing something together that's crap.
I mean, I didn't even...
If it's that noticeable.
I didn't even go through any, you know... So you go through dailies, right? And you look at all the stuff and everything that you get and you put it... I watched it for 1 minute and I saw that happened.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was that blatant.
Wow. I'm like, oh, my God, they just did that. It's awful. We're calling it on... By the way, you can join Jamie's Bravo Bunch. Again, it's Jamie's Bravo Bunch on Facebook, but we obviously cover Netflix and all that stuff. They're calling it Earring Gate.
Mm.
Yeah, it's big on my page.
It's a big deal.
Big, big deal.
Yeah, you know, and it's not just you either, because when that thing first came out, it was huge. I mean, people were talking about that, social media, everything. You're not seeing anything today.
I didn't even know it was on. I went to Netflix because I was like, I'll just sit and take a break and see what I can find. I was like, oh, Blink Empire's on? So I didn't even know it was on.
Yeah.
The other one that's going to be coming up is Selling the OC.
Oh, yeah.
That's supposed to be really
I can't good. Wait for that.
When does that come out? Do you know?
No. I think it's soon because they've been teasing it a little bit.
Why are you staring at him, BJ?
He can't wait for that?
What?
Selling the OC?
Selling the OC?
Come on, it's going to be good.
Spadil, what about you?
I didn't even know it was coming out.
Yeah. Oh, I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
It's like Selling Sunset with Chrishell.
Who?
Did you just put your...
Yeah. I felt like I had a cavity all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's a spinoff of Selling Sunset.
I'm just seeing that it's expected to come out sometime 2022. It doesn't have a date yet.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys will all be happy to know that really, really, really rich, beautiful, perfect family people moved to town. Their name is Russell the Love Muscle and Sierra, and their perfect family and their perfect life and their perfectly overpriced dog all moved here. Right? And now we hear that the rich are just getting richer because now they've started, I guess they're opening up a fashion boutique.
Oh, well, they or just her?
They.
Oh, he's a part of it too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It says Russell Wilson and Sierra are opening a fashion store in Denver. The fashion retail chain has two locations?
In Washington State.
Oh.
Yes, and then they're going to bring it here to Denver.
Oh, because it says, the headline says this, Russell Wilson and Sierra opening fashion store in Denver. The fashion retail chain has two locations in Washington. Oh, and now they're bringing one here?
Oh, yeah. So they already have the store.
The Seahawks play in Washington State. That's
understood.
So,
yeah, yeah. Thank you for dummying it down for like a check.
You know what he should do,
that's
though?
That's super cool.
He should wear like a different pair of pants each time he goes out on the field. To, you know, maybe say that we sell these in the boutique.
In the boutique?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
Do it at all the press conferences?
Yeah, yeah. Do all that.
Mm. What's the look? Have you guys seen?
No, I know it's called the House of LRNC.
Oh.
And it's coming around mid-July.
What's the L for?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Ooh, look how expensive it is. Oh, my God. It's fine. Somebody said, hey, are we excited about Real Housewives of Dubai? Yes, we are.
Now, when does that start?
Very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing with Real Housewives of Dubai, BJ, what they're saying. We have never seen wealth like this on any television show in the history of television.
Yeah, and I've seen some of the people that are going to be on the show just reading a couple of articles because this came out, what was it, like a year and a half ago or so they announced this? It's been a while.
Well, they were getting pushback because how they treat women, and so they didn't really,
Well, they've not changed that probably.
I know.
On how they treat women.
I know, and I'm worried about those women because I'm like, if they say something wrong, don't they have like Prince and whatever, what are they called there? But like, you know, in Singapore, if you say anything against the monarchy, you get executed.
Yeah.
So I'm worried about these girls. Like, they have to tippy toe around everything they say and stuff. But they say even like compared to Dynasty and Dallas and all those stupid shows that weren't real, like this is the most amount of money we'll ever see on television, presented on television. Even Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, all that, it's just over the
top. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to handle that situation because over there, the rules are just a lot different.
Yeah. And I thought they had to cover their heads and stuff.
I
thought that you couldn't drink. I don't know.
Is it actually being shot in Dubai or is it just women from Dubai?
No, it's being... Oh, that's a good question.
Because if you take the women out of Dubai, you can open up the floodgates a little bit more when it comes to entertainment.
Well, on the trailer, they're walking in sand.
Well, there's sand all over the world.
You don't know that.
Could be Daytona Beach.
Maybe it's Real Housewives of Moab.
They're like in the sand dunes and pretending like it's Dubai.
I don't know. I'll look that. That's a good question. I'll look that up. The other thing, there's a bunch of crap I don't want to talk about. There you go, tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie, morning show here on this Monday. I think it's going to be a pretty nice day today. In fact, the entire week, I think.
Oh, my God. I'm so stressed out.
Well, why?
Well, because my kid has to have all his immunization records before he goes to Harvard.
Yeah.
And he has to have it by Friday. And you know how kids are? They tell you, oh, I don't know, last night? That he has to have all of it by Friday?
Of course.
So I went on the website in Colorado to get everything that we had done in Colorado, and they said that they're not showing anything. And then I searched California, because that's where he was born, and I put everything in, and they said, sorry, all of our systems have upgraded, and people put in stuff at different times. Check in your baby book or places like that or with schools. And then I called the school, and they don't keep the information because they assume you have it. So it's super fun.
I would tell you that if I were in that situation that I had to go look for the kids' immunization records, I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Well, usually you think the state would keep them.
You would
but
think.
I went to both states, and they don't have it on file anywhere. So maybe that's a big
maybe
lie, too.
Maybe the Department of Health for the state?
Well, that's where it is. Yeah? Yeah, so it's the people that are supposed to keep them officially.
Oh, I thought you called Governor Polis.
I did, but he said, no, I'm putting on my ugly shoes. I can't help you.
I'm busy.
Yeah. No, but it's like, so usually if a doctor didn't enter it, then it's just.
What about when you went to that place to get the shots before you guys went on that trip?
Whatever health?
Yeah.
Yeah, but all I have there is tetanus and something else.
Oh, okay, so you only have some of them.
Yeah, I only have some of them.
Yeah, you need the stuff when he was
passport
a kid.
Health.
Yeah.
You need passport the, health. When he was young, really young, right?
So now we're going to try the doctor, but you guys. It's, you know, it's been 15 years. I can't remember his pediatrician's name back from L.A. So I'm looking up Beverly Hills Pediatricians on Wilshire.
And hopefully.
And hopefully I'll find something.
Just find somebody.
Yeah,
all right, I've got Shmadil pulling some of this audio from the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial. She is, as you just mentioned, Jamie, with the tabloid trash, that she has denied that was her poop in the bed. and blame the dog. Not only did she do that, but she's also kind of blaming Johnny Depp in a way, because doesn't she claim in here, Spadil, that the dog had bowel movement problems because he ate the pot of Johnny's?
Yeah, I actually have a clip of that.
All right, here we go.
What, if any, issues did Boo have with bathroom problems, if you will?
Objection, leading and relevance.
Overruled, I love it.
She had eaten Johnny's weed when she was a puppy and had bowel control issues for her entire life, among some other issues. She was, you know, we regularly had to take her to the vet to try to figure out, well, what was wrong with this dog? Never met a dog that was quite like this. So she had some control issues.
Oh, your phone's ringing.
Oh, look, it's from Glenshaw, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I have no idea. Oh. So here's the thing. She always has to do a little jab. Like, it can't be like, oh, the dog just, you know, had incontinence problem or whatever. Mm-hmm. Ate Johnny's weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're right. She always has to have this comeback of, this is going to get me off the hook, and it's going to make him look super, super guilty. All right, first she starts with Johnny's weed, that the dog ate the weed, and that's why it had the accident in the bed. But then she goes on to say that the dog also had other problems, like it had psychological problems from the weed. You know what I'm saying? She just piles on every time she opens her mouth.
It just always has to be a dig. But anyway, is that as good as it got today so far, Schmidl?
I got that, and then I got her saying that it wasn't a prank, that the dog actually peed or pooped in the bed. It wasn't her.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Can I hear that?
Why did you tell Starling Jenkins that you had been involved in a prank gone wrong?
Objection. Hearsay leading.
I said why, Your Honor. I didn't say what she said.
I'll sustain the objection. Next question.
Okay. Did you commit any kind of prank?
Absolutely not. Okay. Absolutely not.
And why would that not be something you would do?
First of all, I don't think that's funny. I don't know what a grown woman does. I was not also in a pranking mood. My life was falling apart. I was at a crossroads in my life. I was really serious, and I had just been attacked on my 30th birthday.
Oh, my God.
By my violent husband, with whom I was desperately in love.
Oh, she takes the poop in her bed and goes to violently attacked. Oh, my God. I hate this whole thing.
I love it.
It makes me angry. It doesn't make you angry?
No.
I wish I could find that. I'm going to find that today. I'm going to find the not anger. Because, like, to me, that all just went really wrong for everybody. It really, it was so scripted. We're going to ask you this, and what you say is, it's not funny. I wasn't in a joking mood. I'd been violently attacked by my husband, who I so desperately loved.
I get what you're saying.
I just delivered the same speech.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, but at the same time, I'm just glad it's back. That we've got the trial back, man. We need this.
I used to be respected. People took me at my word. Then I be
BJ and Jamie.
Boy.
All right, we gotta go.
You know, I don't. Like, I got time.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I got a lot to do today.
I feel like we could still hang out if you want.
Well, I've got to go get some mice traps.
Yeah, I was. Hey, don't do the glue traps.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Those are the worst traps on the planet. I did the glue traps once, and the mom had just given birth to babies.
Yeah.
And so the little babies are stuck looking at you, and she pulled so hard trying to save them that her leg was still on the trap.
Yeah, you feel so bad. It's
inhumane for when, even though it's mice.
Even though it's mice?
It just feels bad, especially with the babies like, help me.
And you don't want to see that.
And you don't want to see the leg, and now she's like running around it trying to get her kids off the sticky stuff.
I don't know. It seems a little entertaining to me.
Oh. Oh,
that's horrible.
It's a mouse. It's a mouse.
It's a living thing.
People
thing,
go to
though.
The pet store and buy mice to throw in their steak cage.
But it's something sad about the leg on the sticky stuff. And I mean, listen, I don't like mice either, but I don't want to see the mama mouse with her leg there that she pulled off like that guy in Utah. Remember when he sawed his own arm off?
Yeah.
She sawed her own leg off.
She's got to end it fast, you know? Yep. No pain.
I'll get something that gets them fast.
Or what you can do
okay,
is you can spray some vinegar around. They hate the smell of vinegar.
Yeah.
They hate the smell of ammonia. Those are natural ways to get rid of them.
Don't like steel wool either. Right. They can't chew through steel wool.
They hate dryer sheets. If you want to put dryer sheets in
there.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
I'm the mouse expert. Go ahead and ask me.
I feel like I got all that stuff in my house and it hasn't stopped them.
Well, yeah, but you haven't tried to treat it with them. You have your ammonia and your vinegar in containers. Yeah, that doesn't work.
All right. Well, have a great day today, everybody, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for a Tuesday show. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.